two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past for anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled. Our final countdown segment of our college football season here as we get closer. Man, we're getting close. Hanson, Scotty, we're down to 48 now on their 1660. And for the numbers of days, if you're wondering, if you're a Utah State fan, UConn's coming to town in 61 days. BYU heads down to Tampa to take on South Florida in 68 days. Same number for Utah and Florida, 68 days. I don't know, where would you rank that, Scott, in terms of out-of-conference starts to a season for Utah in their history? I mean, you got to play Ohio State at the Horseshoe. How'd that go? I'm saying that's a big game.
I didn't play in that game.
That was a big game.
I was just there. I was an observer.
You were just there. Was that your freshman season?
Yeah, I was just out of high school. I was redshirted, but they took me on the trip.
See, but booking that one was a little bit different than booking Utah and Florida now in 2022.
Well, here's the difference, and this is where this is. First of all, there's so much expectation for Utah. Mm-hmm. I mean, in their mind, they're really like, we think we can go to the college football playoffs. And I guarantee you that's what they're shooting for.
Right.
And this game really sets a precedent for them to be able to do it. Now, is it a deal killer if they don't win? No, because first game of the season and they still have their conference schedule. And you saw what happened a year ago when they lost those games in out of conference games. So it's really important. I mean, if they want to be a big-time player and they want to be on a national stage, this is the most important early season game Utah's probably ever played.
I look at this game and I think, man, this is an insane thought to have Utah and Florida. BYU's hosting Arkansas this year at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. That's a big one for both of those teams. I mean, Arkansas is one of those teams that they could be even better than they were last year, which was a massive improvement for them last year. They were already very, very good last year. So this is a really, really tough team coming into Provo as well. So these are games that before on the old calendars.
Don't you think it's kind of sad, though, if you're Arkansas, or you're sad if you're any team really in the SEC right now that isn't Alabama or Georgia?
Or even – you're not even in the –
I mean, maybe Texas A&M has been able to crack into that little.
The only reason that they're like even in the conversation right now is because of the back and forth in the offseason between Jimbo and Nick Saban. What's interesting is the most important SEC teams right now are who? Alabama, Georgia. Auburn, right? You Auburn? Can throw them. Well, I just mean like in terms of like
LSU maybe.
LSU's on that list.
Florida, Georgia, Alabama,
Texas. And Oklahoma are the next most important SEC teams, and they're not even in the conference until, you know, the next 2 years. So,
well, isn't it kind of – this is when you're really snobby as a football conference. When, as a conference, you're already a snob,
yes.
The SEC.
Yes.
But when you're within the conference, that there's even a level of snobbery.
Like a massive hierarchy.
Yes.
Oh dear!
So it's like Alabama and Georgia right now, and they're kind of it in the conference, and then there's I mean really Kentucky and Vanderbilt, no, never, and
Missouri?
Old Miss, Missouri,
Mississippi State.
They have no shot. They're nice. They sound good. They have a history. They're in the SEC.
Even Tennessee right now is laughable. Even Tennessee is laughable in football.
Florida's laughable in football right now.
Okay, so there's an interesting list that was put together of five teams that you should be scared blankless over.
Scared?
You should be scared of. Scared of the South. Oh, you ready for this? So
yeah.
This counts down from 5 to 1. Okay? Number 5, Houston. I thought, hey, that's pretty good. When Houston's on the list, they got more talent coming back than any team. They have the most percentage production coming back. And that was a pretty good Houston team last year. Okay? So there you go. You go, oh, hey, that's good for BYU. That's good for these teams that are going to the Big 12. Houston could be in a really, really good spot going into the Big 12. Okay? That'd be interesting for Houston, UCF, Cincinnati, and BYU. They show up into the Big 12 and they immediately become contenders. They need this. The conference needs it. Number 4 on the list of teams you should be scared of, Ole Miss.
Why?
I wondered the
Lane
same thing.
Kiffin.
Jackson Dart. Is that really elicit fear in the people across the land here?
No.
Now, I will say his offense has increased. Ole Miss's offense has gotten really, really good.
Yeah, and you know there's a lot of athletes in the SEC that are really good.
Yes.
On a lot of teams.
Ole Miss is a double-digit wins team last year.
Okay.
And they could be good again. Number 3 on the list of teams you should be scared of is USC. You should be scared of USC because you don't know who they are. But they just, again, this is the benefit of just showing up to the list because you're USC. Darling, where could we fit ourselves into the teams you should be scared of? You shouldn't be scared of us. We'll host a beautiful party for you to come to.
Yeah, USC is just so shocking to me because
so dumb.
They were so bad. Like, they weren't very good a year ago.
But maybe that's why you're supposed to be scared of him because
nobody's
going to see him coming, Scott.
No, it's Lincoln Riley. And, I mean, they've made some pretty significant moves. But I don't think USC's quite there.
Number 2 on the list of teams you should be scared of, according to this list, NC State. This is a team that pops up everywhere.
Well.
Really, really good year last year. Ended up being way more highly ranked than they've ever been at the end of a season. But NC State's a team, again, that doesn't elicit a lot of fear. No one thinks of the Wolfpack coming out of the ACC, right? I mean,
well, the ACC doesn't really have anyone. I mean, if Clemson's down and you're a halfway decent team, you should be scared of that
Miami,
team.
What about Miami, Scott?
You should be scared of that team.
What about Florida State?
What about Mac Jones? What's his name? Mac Brown?
Mac Brown at North Carolina?
North Carolina?
Mac Jones Brown? Mac Brown that I – Mac
Big
Brown
Mac
is
Patty Wack. Give that dog a bone.
Mac Brown is one of those guys that you're like, I cannot believe he's still coaching. What a massive underperformance from North Carolina last year. Yeah. They're not on this list because they lost their quarterback and he was supposed to be amazing and he was not last year.
So who's number 1?
Number 1 on the list of 5 teams you should be scared of? University of Utah. That's one that merits it, right? I think Ole Miss, I think NC State even to an extent, but Utah, you absolutely should be scared of
it. It's one of those things where they just can't quite give it to Utah because, you know, they're not the darling, but you do have 2 Pac-12 teams on this list.
Teams you should
be watch out for the Pac-12.
Teams you should be scared of implies
they're not that good.
They're going to sneaking up on you still to some degree, right? Because none of the teams on this list are these are those A number one programs that are, oh, there's some
blue bloods. They're not Ohio State. They're not.
The only blue blood on this list is USC, and the only reason they're on this list is because they were 4-8 last year. They shouldn't even be on this list. No. Do something before you call us, all right? Then we'll start taking your call when you start getting better. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. Next hour, we've got a sucks to be you list we got to go over. People who we can feel a little bit better about our lives because we're not living their lives. So we'll come back. We've got more to go on. Stay right here with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.